Okay. The avoda of Rosh Hashanah, one of the avodas, one of the things that's upon each and every one of us for Rosh Hashanah, and part of the reason that I split and I don't say this to the whole yeshiva is that, you know, there's a certain heaviness to the Yom HaDin, to Rosh Hashanah, in the existence of the world, of Maisa Bereishis, of Klal Yisrael, of the Adam, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim, is the creation of man is Rosh Hashanah. People don't know that. They think that Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the world. It's not the first day of the world. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the Tachlis of the world, which is Adam, which is man. The world was created on Chafei Tishrei, or Chafei Adar, believe it or not. It's a machlokas whether Nisan is the first of the world or Tishrei, which in a certain way, not in a certain way, the real beginning of the world was actually Nisan. The creation of man was actually Nisan. The Tosis says, Rabbeinu Tam says that, because it's a machlokas when the world was actually, when man and the world was created, was it created in Nisan or Tishrei? And it comes out that they're both true. And Allah b'machshava, that Hashem had in mind to create the world in Tishrei, and then he actually created it in Nisan. It actually was manifested in Nisan. So what we, quote-unquote, celebrate is not the actual creation of man in as a creation, it's the machshava, which is interesting because what is one of another word for Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, which is the day of remembrance, of machshava, which is really what I want to talk about tonight with everyone here, which is machshava, the Allah, the machshava, that Hashem thought to create man today. To meaning tomorrow night, Yet Hashem is the recreation. It's one of the reasons we say Vayipach Ba'apav. It's one of the reasons they say you blow the shofar. You blow the shofar is a reenactment of Hashem blowing into the nostrils, Kaviyachol, and giving Nishmas Chaim, recreating man, recreating Klal Yisrael. Now again, this is all b'machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, soif masev b'machshava techila, that Hashem had in mind, whatever that means, to create each and every one of us, to create you, each and every one of us. Hashem had a tachlis and has a purpose in mind. That's the statement. Soif ma'aseh b'machshava techila, which means that you have a machshava, right, to dress the way you're dressing. Why are you dressing the way you're dressing? Every person here dresses the way they dress because first in their brain, they thought of like, I'd like to put on that shirt, right? I want to put on that shirt and I want to put on this yarmulke and I want to have this haircut and I want to wear these pants. And then what happens? Then, soif ma'aseh machshava tchila. First comes the thought and then comes the action. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, whatever that means, he thought of this thing called man, Adam. As Chazal tell us, crazy, that Hashem was Boinei Lamas and Machrevei Lamas, right? It's not time to get into dinosaurs, and there were worlds before our world, people like talking about, I don't really have so many conversations about aliens. I don't know where everybody here is holding with aliens. I know with all the, you know, information that's out there and people, you could Google and get anything.
AI.
There are people, AI, well, yeah, but as far as aliens, do aliens exist? And people could have debates about that. It's not the time, to have a conversation. But the point is of that. But the point is that the significance of Rosh Hashanah, the significance, the heaviness of Rosh Hashanah, is really this Allah b'machshava, is the power of your thoughts. The power. That's why they all say, right? Everyone, no one. People don't understand this or like this, but I want to just, or maybe people do like it. You know, if you sleep, right, I'll say it in the funny way, right, if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have a sleepy year. What do you mean? That's not true. What do you mean? Is it a cute thing? Is it they're trying to get me nervous, right? Every little action you do on Rosh Hashanah, it has an effect on your year. So the understanding of that, the depth of that, the tiefkeit, tief means... Right? Tief. What's the word? It speaks Yiddish. Tief means deep. It's deep. The tief, it's a very deep shot. That if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have a sleepy year. If I eat, right, we're going to do tomorrow night, Amir Tashem, you're going to say everything you eat, right? Shania l'roish v'lay l'zana. Give me a break. It makes a difference if I eat the head of a fish or I eat the end of a fish, right? We'll talk about Amir Tashem tomorrow night, right? Dead fish go with the flow. We don't want to be a dead fish, right? But what's the pshat? What's the pnimius hadavar? What's the depth of what Rosh Hashanah is? The depth of Rosh Hashanah is soif ma'aseh b'machshava techila. What it means is my thoughts create the reality that I'm going to live in. And what's important, what's of utmost importance for each and every one of us, as I've said many times, you've heard this from me, is that vague goals create vague results. Clarity of the mind, clarity of purpose, clarity of mission, clarity of what you're going to do will create soif maaseh b'machshava techila. And Rosh Hashanah is the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought of you and thought of you and said, this is the purpose I want for you. This is the purpose. Now, we can't tap into the mind of Hashem. We don't know what Hashem wants. We don't know what Hashem wants. Okay, we know through the Torah what Hashem wants in a klaliistic sense, in a broad sense. We know that He wants us to keep the Torah. We know He doesn't want us to do averus. We know that He wants us to be close to Him. That we know. But as an individual, what's our responsibility, Rosh Hashanah? What's our responsibility, Rosh Hashanah? That's what I want to talk about a little bit tonight with all of you, Chevra. I want to talk with everybody here of what's my responsibility? What's your responsibility? And again, the reason I'm talking not everyone is ready to hear, not everybody's ready to hear what their responsibility is. But I think it's important for you guys to hear. I think you're ready to hear. What's my responsibility on Rosh Hashanah? What's my responsibility on Rosh Hashanah? What am I responsible to do on Rosh Hashanah? What's my avodah? What am I supposed to like really focus on Rosh Hashanah? Okay, question, comments on that, and then I just clarification, not so much. Yes.
Okay, so I shouldn't thought of this. I got lost.
Sorry, Hashem, meaning Hashem was Allah b'machshava to create the world, to create the Jewish people. That was on. That's a good question because He created, really man was created Allah b'machshava. That's a good question. When He had that machshava, whatever that means.
Okay, but
we were created. We were. So that's the point. Thank you for that clarification point, Ari. Like this. When, let's say it like this, when did you put on in a certain way that sweatshirt?
I thought of it.
Exactly, when you thought of it. When you actually put that sweatshirt on is when you put it on. Hashem had the same thing. On Tishrei, He thought of, thank you. On Tishrei, thank you very much. On Tishrei, He thought of man. On Tishrei. And Nisan was the... Gashmius means the manifestation of. It's like. Thank you, Arya. It's like an example. This shtender, right? This shtender has a world in from comes from Ruchnius, comes from Ruchni. We don't have a magic marker for the board. You know what, quickly, you want to just see my shtender? It's fine, thank you. Sure, see if in my shtender, if there's, there might be a marker, a few markers, any color. I just want to draw something. I'll wait for you, Shua. Like this. If you mind? Sorry. Let me just get it. I don't have a pen. Can I just have, let me just show you guys a picture. Thank you. This is a very important Yesoyed. Stop. On the other side. I'll do it on the other side. Here, like this. So if you look at this, I know I'm just drawing this is a tree, right? Everyone knows. Let's say there's a tree. So the way the world works is it's an upside-down tree. The world is an upside-down tree. What does that mean? The world is an upside-down tree, which means that anything that exists on the fruits of the world, this pen, this shtender, all of us here, any physical thing, the missiles that just flew over, are all this. It all starts from up here. It all comes up from Ruchni, Ruchni, Ruchni on top, and ultimately it comes from the Machshava of Hashem. The Machshava of Hashem, that's where it all up there exactly. The higher you go, and then there's a flow. So everything that happens on this world is, that's why when you go to a tzaddik sees up here. We live over here. Wow. But a tzaddik is able to see here. The big tzaddikah back in the day, whose pen was this? Back in the day, thank you. Back in the day, there were tzaddikim who could literally tell you, oh, you know why you're struggling with what you're struggling? Because you're struggling with this over here, but I know your root. So what's the big deal? Your neshama is from a Gilgal of, from 1475, from this one and that one, and that's why you're struggling with what you're struggling with. It's very simple. We think we struggle because we're struggling in this world. It's nothing to do with this world. It all is rooted back. That's why, right? That's why we just saw the missiles and the sirens. What does that create? We spoke about that. That creates what? It creates fear. It creates fear. You know what that is? What is that fear? That's a fear down here. If you do that fear right, what does it do? You link it back to the ultimate fear. Where is there's ultimate fear? The ultimate yira is who? It's Hashem. It's Hashem. So what do they say? There are missiles coming. You dive into Hashem. What does that mean? What do you mean? Get the Iron Dome and shoot down the missiles. Why are you talking about Hashem? The answer is because when you're sourced back to where it comes from, the enemy, where it comes from everything where it comes from, it comes, the source that it comes back from, is the back from the mind, whatever that means, kavyachal, the moyach of Hashem, whatever that means, that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of everything. The Mahayoyim Haras Olam is the beginning of everything. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for me? So this is one of the things that it means for me. Thank you, Avi. So this is now what does that mean for me? What does that mean for everybody here? This is what it means, one of the things that it means for everybody here. The question is like this: where are you in the picture of Hashem? Where do you place yourself in your relationship with the tachlis, with the purpose of the world? Of the what?
Which part of the tree are you?
Well, yes, that's also, well, we're in this world. We live in this world. We live in this world. But our responsibility on Rosh Hashanah is to ask myself, Lemancha Elokim Chayim, Lemancha, who am I working for? What is my tachlis in this world? What is my purpose in the purpose of this world? Is my purpose what? to ask yourself that question. What is my tachlis? Now again, we don't know what Hashem has in mind for you. We know that Hashem wants us again. We know there's 613 mitzvahs. We learn, it's one of the reasons we learn Torah, is to try and learn and understand the ways of Hashem. But on a very technical, practical thing, ma chayvasai be'olamai, what are you here on this planet to do? Of course, Mirtz Hashem, you're going to get married. Mirtz Hashem, you're going to have children. Mirtz Hashem, you're going to build a family. But at this stage in your life, to ask yourself, what is it that I'm here on this world to do? How do I plug in to the mission of the purpose of the creator of the world? Am I able to tap into the purpose of the creator of the world? Or am I just another side player watching? How does that work? How does it say? There's a great line. If someone can look this up, something about there are those who, Zalman, maybe you could look it up. Someone can look it up. There are those who,
make
or Yosef.
Yes.
You always
said this.
I know. What is it?
Are those who make things happen?
No. There are those who watch. I think it starts with.
It starts with someone who creates something, then those who watch and then who ask what happened.
Correct. So how does that go? There are those who watching.
Slow. There are really only three types of people. Those who make things happen.
Those who make things happen.
Those who watch things happen.
Those who watch things happen.
And those who say what happened.
I didn't know what's going on. So again, guys, this is Rosh Hashanah. There are those of you sitting here, and I hope everybody here, right? Hashem for sure makes things happen. The question is, where do I play in the stadium, in the arena? Can someone look up that? That's another one also. The arena.
The arena.
The man in the arena.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes. The man in the arena. That I'd like to read. Very good. I like that.
Okay.
So again, there are those who make things happen. There are those who watch things happen. And there are those who say what happened.
Okay,
go. You want to wait. Slow. Come. I want to read this one. Slow. Go.
Slow. The man in the arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out.
Slow. Way too fast, Avi.
Sorry.
Way too fast.
Sorry.
Very slow.
Avi Schlitzky.
Avi Schlitzky. The left of the profile.
Slow.
The man in the arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
Amazing. Good. That's part of Rush. See. Let me ask you guys a question. I'm not asking the question sort of to get the answer. I'm asking the question to bring out the point. Rosh Hashanah is called Bakese Liyom Chagenu. We do not mention Averis on Rosh Hashanah. You know why we don't mention Averis on Rosh Hashanah? One of the reasons. Bakese means it's hidden. Yeah, we're going to say Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. That's a more klalius, a more communal Chatanu Lefanecha part of the tefillah. But it's not a time to deal with I did this wrong, I did that wrong, I should have done this, I could have done this. That's more what we're going to do over Aser Tzmei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, we'll talk about that at a time. Rosh Hashanah is about saying, Hineni. I'm here. I stand before Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. Hayoim, they say, Ein Hayoim Ela Rosh Hashanah. Hashem, I'm dirty. I'm bloody. I've messed up. I've done a lot of averus. I've done a lot of things wrong. But you know what? I'm here. I stand before you with pride. I stand before you with excitement for a new year. I stand before you because I'm really, really committed to live the life that you gave me, that you gifted me, and that, you know what? You're giving it to me again. As I say, as one of the things, I'm going to hand this out afterwards, as one of the things that I say, and this, of course, is Bischus, Refuah Shlema for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam. As I say, today, literally, we'll talk about it in Mirat Hashem tomorrow night. Literally, I'm born. I say one of my favorite lines, as I say almost every day after Shir, today is the first day of the rest of your life. This is when you say, Mod de'ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayam, shechzarte b'nishmasi v'chemla, rabba emunasecha. Hashem has faith in me and he put me in the arena. Don't run away. Don't run away. It's hard. Sometimes we want to run away. What do they say when the storm comes? What do they say? I think the nature of the certain animal is the what?
Just the beast.
The what? The wilder? Meaning in general. What?
The mountains?
Yeah. The when the storm comes, so the animals naturally go into the storm. Because when you go into the storm, then the storm passes. When you run away from the storm follows you and stays with you. You're running with the storm. And I think that our avoda on Rosh Hashanah is a challenging avoda. Because, and I mean, I'll end off with the mushal that I've said. I say it different times, but I'll end off with this mushal. That I think the Slonimer, the Siva Shalom brings, could be he brings it by Yom Kippur, I'm not sure, right? But he says the mushal of the guy that the king used to send out to different communities for someone to represent, or they sent out Bashane the king when the king was traveling, and they would send out like an ambassador, someone to stand to greet the king. Right, as he's coming to have a representative, right? You're representing your community for the king to greet the king. And this guy was told that he's going to be the representative. And he got it in the mail or whatever it came to. He was looking for it for months. He's going to be the one. He bought his clothing and was ready to stand for the king. The day finally comes and he's standing there. They said the king's going to be there in about a half hour, 45 minutes, whatever it is, he's waiting there, sitting out there, and it's sunny, it's hot, and he's sweating, and his clothing is getting this, he's not feeling all right, and behind him down the hill was a lake, whatever it is, so he says, I'm going to go quickly, let me go run down, and let me go into the lake, and freshen up, so I'll be ready for the king. He runs down there, and he's there, and he's washing up quickly, and then he looks up, and he's like, holy cow, I'm in big, big trouble. The king is literally 30 seconds away. And I don't have time to get dressed to greet the king. So he's like, what am I going to do? He's thinking quickly. I can't not come to the post. If I don't stand by the post and the king comes, it's like no one's here to represent, but I'm not going to make it in time. I can't come naked. What am I going to do? So he quickly, I don't know, puts on his underwear. I don't know what he does. He runs up holding his clothing. He's naked, basically naked. And he's standing there. Why? Hineni. I'm here. Yeah, I'm naked. Yeah, I'm dirty. But you know what? I'm here, King. I'm here. I am here at your service. I am here at your service. With all my goat. We don't do tshuva. We don't do tshuva in Rosh Hashanah. We don't do anything like, I gotta be better, I should be better, I this. No, no, no. We come dirty. We come filthy. We come naked. But what do? We show up. And we say, I'm gonna come and I'm gonna be in the arena. I'm not gonna be someone who said, what happened? I'm going to make this year happen for myself, for other people, for you, God, for you, Hashem, because I want to be part of your kingdom. I want to be part of your beautiful, 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 beautiful world. I'm here. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to stand for Him, to stand for Him, to represent Him, to be a Kiddush Hashem, to be an honor for Him. You know, I was thinking, and I'll just end off with this. I was thinking, you know, this, as I said before, you know, we, and it's hard to talk like this and to say things like this. First of all, Baruch Hashem, we all have to say, Mamish, thank you, Hashem. There were, I don't know how many missiles came.
81.
More than, I think there were more.
Ballistic 81.
Okay, but there were, they said over 400, 500 missiles in an entire country. And B'li Ayin Hara, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to tell everybody here, it's Mamish, not Pashut. It's not Pashut. It's not a simple thing that not one person, Baruch Hashem, and that's Beschus, all the Tefillahs, Beschus, Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, it's incredible. We have to.
La la la, thank you, Hashem. La la la, thank you, Hashem. La la la, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. La la la, thank you, Hashem. La la la, thank you, Hashem. La la la, thank you, Hashem. I thank you, Hashem.
You know, in a certain way, I'll definitely say this. I think I say it every year. I don't know if I'll say it or not, but I say it by the shofar, right before we hear the shofar. I just want to say, I'll say it now as well. You know, don't wake me up when it's all over. Wake me up before it's all over. Don't wake me up before, right? Yeah, we don't have to sing that song. That's fine. It's a great song. It is a great song. But don't wake me up when it's all over. Don't wake me up. We want to be woken up. We're woken up. We were woken up an hour, two hours ago. I've never had that where your phone, everyone's phone, the sirens. It's very, very simple. It's very simple as a yid. It's very, very, very simple as a yid. That we want to wake up. We want to wake up. That's what we want to do. We want to wake up. We want to wake up. Uri Yesheinim Mishanaschem. We want to wake up. And Hashem, you don't have to do any more for us to wake up. We are here standing. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. We're standing with confidence. Rosh Hashanah is a time of. That's where the halacha says that on Rosh Hashanah there's a confidence. It's not the forum, it's not for now. We'll talk more about it over Rosh Hashanah, Mirtz Hashem. The paradox of Yom Adin and the confidence. The confidence is what I'm explaining to you guys now. That's the confidence. The confidence is whether I'm Avi, let me see it again. Whether I'm in the blood, the bottom line is I'm in the arena. I'm here. Can I pass it for a second? I'm here. And so, thank you. Right? If you fail, this is what's crazy. It's not at least you fail while daring greatly. Dare greatly, guys. It's not about failing and succeeding. What's the line? My father, Lava Shalom, used to say this line. It's better to try and fail, then fail to try. Whoa. So at least I'm trying. At least I'm trying. So I messed up. But hineni. So I don't have my clothing on me. I'm holding my clothing, but I'm here. At least I'm going into the storm, and it's hard. Sometimes we want to run away. Sometimes we want to hide under our blanket. Sometimes we just want to get to Yom Kippur. I don't want to deal. What do we need to deal with? Rosh Hashanah and Aser Tzmei Tshuva, right? Just go ahead. Go ahead, Hashem. It answers the kasha. Go ahead, Hashem. Give us Yom Kippur. Clean us and let's start new. I don't have to wait 10 days to be clean when in those 10 days I'm going to do tshuva. Yes, of course. That's part of it. But know what it is? It's saying, hineni, even when I'm not clean. That answers the kasha. Everyone asks, start off the new year clean and then have Rosh Hashanah. Why do I have Rosh Hashanah first and Yom Kippur? That answers the kasha. Because what's the big deal to start off your year when you're clean? Start off your year when you failed. That's a true yid. Hashem should help us all. Give us a ksiv chsima toiva. Thank you, Hashem, for the shofar in Shemaim. I said, Ha'azinu Hashemaim, this week's parsha. Ha'azinu Hashemaim v'adabera. Ha'azinu Hashemaim, listen, from the heavens, adabera is lashon kasha. Everyone was looking up at Shemaim. I had a video. I was like, because I was here, and then as I went to my house, I was outside. So I was like, oh my goodness, watching all the things. I'm saying, Shemaim, it's Hashem. I'm looking up in heaven. And it's not, the missiles are not from Iran. The sirens are not from the, I don't know what machine they use. It's all the tree, the upside down tree. The trunk is from Hashem. The message on your phone, I saw it. Like I'm like, oh my God, that never happened. This never happened. That was a message from Hashem. Those are messages in Shemayim, lighting up Shemayim. The sirens all from Hashem saying, guys, a good Nerev Yomtiv, I'm here. I'm here, guys. By the way, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. The shofar was great till we had the shofar the last month. But he's like, hey guys, welcome. And we're like, whoa. And you wonder why, for those, you get nervous. You know what that nervousness is? It's great. That's called Yiras Hashem. That's called Hashem saying, guess what, guys? Guess what, guys? I'm here. And we're like, okay, sure, whatever you need. And you know what? You know what? It's scary. It's scary. Life is scary. Life is scary. It's much easier to just climb back in your bed and watch a movie. Escape. Much, much easier. It's much harder to, right? I want to say, when Momo told me, when he came up the other night and he sang, mwah, sang gorgeous, and played gorgeous, and played gorgeous. Can I share? Yeah. Can I just feel a little nice? Yeah. And you were nervous before. What you told me? Why you went up? Momo told me, I'm going to end off with this. Lean out there. I said that like 5 times already. I'll try and end off with this. Momo told me he didn't want to play. He didn't want to play. He was nervous, which is very, very appropriate to be nervous, to get up in front of a crowd. That's a very, very normal reaction. And Momo told me that I'm nervous. And then he got up like two guys later, and played like you could perform in Madison Square Garden. Really? Why do you do it? So I asked him afterwards, why did you play? So I thought Momo was going to say. He said, I'll see how I feel right before. So I said, but he answered, of course, which made sense. I was still nervous, but someone told him, so what? Don't worry about yourself. Do it for the people, right? Why should they suffer if people want to hear a good, I don't know, something like that? What was it?
Just because I'm nervous that other people might be inspired, I don't have the right to take that away.
Right, I don't want to take that away. So know what that, but know what, I don't want to take away their inspiration because I'm nervous. So know what the pshat is? Know what that pshat basically is saying? It's saying, yeah, it's nervous to be in this world and to stand before Hashem and to push yourself and to do things. It is, it's hard. But I'm going to do it anyway. A ksiv chsimatoiva, good kevan shar. We should be zoicha. I want to hand this out. to everybody. We'll put it on the Bima for tomorrow night, but it could help you to think about it over the next, 24 hours. It's already out, but you could have a paper of it to keep it by you for the Yom Tov, for Rosh Hashanah, Ksim Ksima Toiva, a good man show. We should have in mind Svi Ben Leah Miriam.
Amen.
Have in mind Bar Avram Ben Julio, who's one of the hostages amongst all of that's the one we have the picture in the entrance to the Beis Medrash. Him amongst all of the hostages, and for all Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, all the soldiers, wherever they are, a lot of people were called up today, tonight, and we should just have in mind Gantz, all of Gantz Klal Yisrael, all the Jewish people, wishing all of you a Ksiv Ksima Teva.
Amen.
Thank you.